Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. My slave Matt has returned. Slave Matt is ready to serve Miss Mandy again. We had a nice long session the other night. Slave Matt has been a very, very interesting study, actually. If you check my category list under Slave Matt, you can go back and start from the bottom up and you can read the full accounting of the progression of his training. It began with his wife having a lover and his desire for me to dominate him. And that's all there on my blog if you'd like to read about it. It's very, very interesting. His wife has from time to time gone off with this one guy who fascinates her at moments for some reason, and sometimes he doesn't fascinate her. It depends on her mood. And she dominates her husband. He gets to lick her ass and sniff it and masturbate. She has no real interest in having sex with him, and that changes from time to time too. She likes their lifestyle. She likes being married. Slave Matt is small. He has a little penis, 4.5 inches, and apparently he never satisfies his wife. But she does like staying with him, and, you know, they have a nice lifestyle. And Slave Matt has done different things to serve me along the way. I had him looking for a man to dominate him. I also had him practicing cocksucking. He does that sometimes on a phone session with me where we get a dildo out and he sucks it, but he has gone out and sucked live cock, and I have many, many instances where I talk about it. Our recent session is his wife, for some unaccountable reason, has rekindled her desire to see this guy that, you know, she used to see, and we don't know what sparked that fire, but Slave Matt is going to be serving me again. We discussed it, and I did have him serving men because I decided that he certainly wasn't good enough to serve a woman. I didn't want him serving a woman. At one point, he was supposedly serving a woman, but I think she was just a hooker. And she said she was dominant, but she had sex with him. I mean, a dominant woman does not have sex with her slave. I mean, period, especially one with a little penis. No offense, Slave Matt, you know, I think you're adorable, but those are just the facts, you know, read the handwriting on the wall. And he's been quite a cocksucker. He sent me many pictures and with cum all over his face. He's hosted parties in hotels and we've had guys use him, and he went to Amsterdam. Oh my goodness, that was such a fabulous call. And that story is on my blog, too, so you should really check out some of my other blogs. And they're nice long audios with Slave Matt because he is so interesting for me to talk about. Now, there's a little twist that went with our session this time. You know, we started talking about blowjobs, and I think all of you out there who've you know, really paid attention to my blog know that I do not suck cock. I do not like sucking cock, and especially since I can get others to do it for me, I have no reason to do it. I am not a cock sucker. You know, sissies are, little dick losers are, guys who fantasize about it are, but I'm not, and Slave Matt is. So we got on the subject of blowjobs, and he told me he never really gets one and how he'd really love to have one. And, you know, he's so small, he thinks that's the reason he doesn't get one. And, you know, when you go out to suck cock, usually that's all they want. They want their cock sucked, and usually they want a cock to suck that's fairly large. But, you know, I realize that, you know, I have lots of guys talking to me about this, and, you know, they might put an ad up, and they don't get an answer on it. And, you know, this is all free. These are not guys looking for getting paid or paying somebody. This is just for fun. And they put these ads up, you know, wherever. And usually, you know, the guys want to suck a young guy with a big cock. I mean, that's the norm. But, I mean, what do these poor guys do with little cocks? So I said, you know, I have sissies that want to suck each other's cocks. And it does not mean that they're gay. It just means that they're sissies looking to suck a cock, and they're willing to take a little cock because that's all they can get. So I suggested that he, you know, find a sissy, put an ad out looking for a sissy, and that he would go suck sissy cock. And then I suggested another ad where it could be two sissies sucking each other's little cocks, which I thought was totally amusing. And you know, this is all about amusing me. And they could practice sucking each other off. And even an older sissy, even an older sissy who's out of shape, I mean. And you know, that sort of also goes on with, you know, the added humiliation of that you really can't even get a in-shape guy with a big cock to suck. You have to take a older man with a little dick to suck. So, that's where we have left off, and I will continue this in one more moment. Okay, I am back. Now, Slave Matt needs to complete this assignment, which is getting a sissy to suck, or, you know, two sissies sucking each other off. And then he goes to his next assignment, which will be to go somewhere like an adult bookstore or put an ad and get somebody to suck off, like in a hotel or whatever. And I will listen to this on, you know, the phone, like he'll be on his cell phone and he will call me. So it'll be more cock sucking and submission for you, Slave Matt. So let's get on with it. And this is all because Slave Matt is addicted to Miss Mandy. And he loves serving me and is going to serve me more. I mean, I think springtime is a good time to, you know, get out those panties and put them on and get those dildos out and get ready to suck for me. I mean, it's only right to be a cocksucker for Miss Mandy. And you can call Miss Mandy at 1-877-732-6360, and I can start your training. You can start sucking cock and wearing panties, and you know how much I like that, so make sure you check out the blog. There'll be lots of new posts in the near future. And have a great weekend, everybody. Mwah. Good night.